John, presumably Israel feels vindicated about this, that there was no violation of international law, but will they apologise?
Well, all the suggestions are that they won't. There's been nothing official from the Israeli government since this report was leaked, but I think you're right. There's probably some reason for satisfaction within the Israeli government. I think that will be the line that is pushed when they do speak, because as you say, according to this report, their blockade is legal, and they were right to act in self-defense, having been violently provoked. On the other hand, of course, it doesn't say much for the state of Israel-Turkey relations. And when you have, as Barbara was suggesting there, the prospect of Turkey pushing for criminal proceedings against some of the Israeli Navy commandos on board, and you've got this report saying that the Israelis did act with excessive force, then I think it's a fairly rocky road ahead in terms of those relations.
Okay, John, with the latest in Jerusalem.